Good morning, Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
On his 80th birthday, President Donald Trump declaring online, the deal with the Islamic Republic of Iran is now complete, signaling a, quote, toll-free opening of the Strait of Hormuz and immediate removal of the United States naval blockade, which will be signed on Friday in Switzerland. Pakistan's prime minister, who helped broker the deal, sharing it includes the immediate and permanent termination of military operations on all fronts, including Lebanon.
So we have a total deal. It's completely done. It got finished yesterday. Signed, sealed, delivered, completed.
A series of meetings over the next 60 days will deal with questions about how Iran will abandon its nuclear ambitions, with the U.S. set to eventually release $25 billion of Iran's frozen assets.
Not everything is done yet. Listen, you know, when will the strait be open? Was it open yesterday? Does it open on Friday? Does it open in 30 days? When will the assets be unfrozen? When will the naval blockade be dismantled? When will the... We don't know. And they're going to sign this thing on Friday. And, you know, Iran has released some version of it that may or may not be completely accurate. And I guess we'll know on Friday. There's supposed to be follow-up negotiations on what to do with the nuclear material. There's a lot of uncertainty in this. But having a deal, theoretically, is better than having no deal. Having a ceasefire, theoretically, is better than having war. Although it depends on what the conditions that caused the war were and whether those conditions have been solved or improved. Whether warfare, ongoing fighting and conflict is justified or even beneficial is a matter of the circumstances and the behavior. Right? So I think at this point, we really don't know enough to be able to say whether this is good, bad, or otherwise. But, of course, that doesn't dissuade anybody from going on national television yesterday and telling us why it was good or bad or otherwise. Mark Wayne Mullen, DHS Secretary.
The president has made it very clear what he wants to do is tie the entire Middle East into the Abraham Accords. We understand that economic ties keeps countries from fighting among each other. When your economy is tied together, you're less likely to destroy your economy because of your dislike for someone's religion.
Yeah, which, I mean, think about the Interstate Commerce Clause and the value that has played in making the states all be friends with each other and making us be a country. If we were able to thwart each other's interstate commerce or didn't get along with each other economically, that would theoretically have allowed the factions and the divisions between, say, Virginia and Connecticut and New York and South Carolina or modern day, you know, California, Nevada, Florida, whatever, to escalate into, you know, real conflict. Well, in the Middle East, it's the other way around. When you've got countries you're trying to get them to get along, the Abraham Accords are the idea of, hey, let's all get rich together, you know. And so if we could somehow find a way to bring Iran and other parties into that are not currently member states, then they fight less. Everybody gets rich together. We have prosperity. You know, Jordan starts to get along with Israel, as they have for years, and they show the pattern that, gosh, if only we cooperate, everybody can be happy. Maybe Iran, you know, we can bring you into that. Can we do that with their, you know, doomsday apocalyptic 72 virgins if we kill enough Jews kind of mindset? Well, you know, hasn't worked so well for 50 years almost, but you never know. Maybe people can be killed enough that they can be woken up into the modern reality. President Obama.
It is doubtful that any agreement that arises is going to be significantly different or a significant improvement from the deal that we had in the first place.
So he's defending the JCPOA that he got done, which Trump always said was a terrible deal, which we ripped up, which we're now entering into a new deal. Will it be better, worse, the same, different? Font, you know, different substance, different enforcement than what he was able to do. Obviously, it is in his best interests to claim that we did the best that's even possible to do, and Trump isn't going to be able to get anything more than we got. We are very capable negotiators, you know, at least as good as he is. Of course, Trump's going to say, no, we're good negotiators, and those guys are weak and sucked and are terrible and don't get anything done, and what we had was worthless. I think time will tell. Michael Walls, who used to be the National Security Advisor, is now the ambassador to the United States, United Nations for the U.S.
Alien-enriched uranium has to go. Their support for terrorist proxies has to end. That has terrorized the entire Middle East.
Yeah, great objectives, but has that been agreed to, or is that in the 30, 60, maybe ever negotiations? Time will tell. You know, that's part of the stuff that's waiting to be figured out. Jack Reed, Democrat in the Senate Armed Services Committee.
We have spent billions of dollars. We've lost 14 personnel killed in action, hundreds wounded, and we've disrupted the world economy, and we're getting basically less than what we had under the JCPOA, which President Trump walked away from.
Yeah, I mean, we might get less. We might get more. We might get more promises and less fulfillment, although that's hard to imagine because less fulfillment is hard to imagine. But, you know, or you can look at it and say, look, we bombed them heavily. We heavily degraded their defensive capabilities. We made it impossible for them to build a conventional shield that would eventually allow them to build a nuclear weapon. And so we've won in that regard. So we're ahead of where we were. Plus, we taught them that we're actually willing to take action. At least this president is willing to take action, which nobody else has been willing to do, not really for 47 years. Secretary of War Pete Hegseth.
We'll make sure the military option is there. And that's the big difference between this and JCPOA and the way Obama did it. Obama, they begged Iran for a deal, and we bombed Iran and then put in a blockade and then ran ships through and then have restarted when necessary to ensure that they come to the table for a great deal.
Yeah, we showed them that we were willing to be serious, at least under this administration. And kind of the example I use, you got a misbehaving kid, you know, you better stop. I'll count to four. You better not. We'll do something for 47 years. And then one time you spank them. Which one has more effect? Well, you know, you actually did something that the kid cares about. You took away their devices. You cut off the Wi-Fi. You know, something that really gets their attention. Maybe the only thing that gets a kid's attention these days. But the point is, you did something that puts you in a different negotiating posture. That puts you in a different enforcement posture. So are we better off or worse off than we were 6 months ago? I don't know. I would tend to say that we're better off. I would tend to also say that the decision to call off hostilities depends on the shape of the deal, and we won't know for 6 months or a year or five or maybe 10 years whether this was productive, how productive, if at all. These things are not easy. It's just not simple to figure this out. We'll know more in a week. We'll know more in a month. We'll know more in a couple of months, and maybe eventually we'll know enough to be able to say. 716 News Radio 92.3, John Pickens has traffic on the fives.
That's right. We've only got one accident on the big board right now, North W Street and Delano Street. It's causing some delays on W, but not that. I just wanted you to be aware of it. Let's see here. If you're on Highway 90 coming into Pensacola, experiencing about a five-minute delay. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Here's today's Strength for Life with your host, Pastor James C. Johnson.
How do you handle stress, worry, or anxiety? If we're not careful, those times of anxiety can rip us apart from the inside. In Matthew chapter 6, Jesus tells us how to deal with worry. And he doesn't say just forget about it or that it'll go away by itself, nor does he say that we should run from it. Instead, Jesus tells us to take it one day at a time. He points out the nonsense of worrying about things we cannot control. Jesus reminds us that God cares for the birds of the air, and he says to you that you are more important to him than many sparrows. God calls us to throw the whole weight of our anxieties on him and allow his spirit to fill our hearts with perfect peace as he handles the many things that are out of our control. I encourage you, rest in Jesus today.
That was James C. Johnson. He serves as the pastor of North Stone Baptist Church in Pensacola, Florida. For more Strength for Life, please visit our website, strengthforlife.church.
Splash Magazine covers the coast like the Gulf of Mexico. Each month, Splash Magazine offers a calendar of events, plus tips on where to shop, dine, and play. Learn about the month's special events, live entertainment, and interesting local people. Learn how to catch fish with Captain Dave Yelverton. See what is worth watching on your streaming services. Tom Nolan will tell you the latest. Get the most out of the Emerald Coast by reading Splash Magazine each month. For more information, call Gulf Breeze News at 850-932-8986 or visit GulfBreezeNews.com online.
Tune into Transcending the Money Myth, hosted by Roberts Wealth Management, Sundays at 1 with Paul Roberts. Find out how their certified advisors can help you enjoy your retirement income. Financial security is about more than just investments. Roberts Wealth can help you live your values and trust your future planning every step of the way. Don't miss Transcending the Money Myth, hosted by Roberts Wealth Management, Sunday at 1 p.m.
Investment advisory services offered by Foundations Investment Advisor Services, LLC, SEC. Registered advisors.
Join Jonathan Cook from Jonathan's Flooring and Construction Wednesday at 9 a.m. on the Pensacola Expert Panel. Jonathan will be sharing his years of expertise on flooring, including insight on materials, installation, and maintenance, plus lots of great advice on home and office remodeling, including the kitchen, bath, cabinets, and more.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Text or call with your questions. 850-437-1620.
So what did I miss today?
Good question.
I'm Andrew McKay.
Chris Bryan.
Austin Price.
News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Well, there you have it.
I've been to 10.
No way.
If I'm lying, I'm dying.
So we're going to go ahead and string this tuna up. Come on up over here, Pam and team. Where's El Capitan? Oh, okay, El Capitan. All right, Jeremy. So Chuck drives forward. You drive backwards?
Yeah, that's how this works.
All right. So, Pam, this is your fish. I would tell you, fishing aboard Team Panhandler earlier this year, Orange Beach Billfish Classic, we had a 222.4. pound fish. I mean, this is easily going to rival that fish, I think.
Pensacola International Billfish Tournament taking place on Friday and Saturday. This is at the final weigh-in on Saturday, and they were pulling up a pretty large tuna and trying to figure out if it was going to win the tournament and you know, how big was it going to be and all of the stuff that goes on. And you heard the announcer there saying they had a 222 earlier in the season, and so the question is, would this tuna from Pam Lay off Lay Day's boat, was that going to break that record in the Gulf? Was it going to win the tournament? They figured it was going to be close.
I mean, I don't want to jinx it here, but what do you think this fish is going to go, Pam?
I'm looking at about 220.
220? Victor, 225.2. This is the biggest in the Gulf I think we've seen all season long. Congratulations, Pam. Ma'am, sir?
Excellent. Huh?
Excellent. This is a beautiful fish. Congratulations.
But for comparison, by the way, the second place was from Naughty AF, N-A-U-T-I-A-F. It's kind of a funny name for their boat. Haley Miller pulled in 165-pounder. So that's 60 pounds better. And then the next was 135 after that for a tuna. So pretty substantial. The winning swordfish was 136 pounds. The winning dolphin was 27 pounds. And the winning wahoo was 91 pounds. I suppose I should tell you the boat names. Otravez, I think is how you say it. Otravez for the swordfish, Michael Stuckey. For the dolphin, you had the boat name was Next Year, and Harrison Bagdan was the angler. And for the wahoo was Betcha Won't Lucky 13, and it was Barrett McLemore won that one. No blue marlins brought in for weigh-in. They had some catch and release. I was just looking at that. Unweighed, but they, you know, the winner there was Bougie Marlin was the team that won. They had 2,000 points. So great event always. John, you were down there on Saturday.
Yeah, I was down there Friday. Yeah. It was a great event, everything.
Excellent. Awesome. And, you know, just always cool. I mean, it's always a good day to be out fishing. I had my own boat story on Saturday. It wasn't as fun of a story. I might tell you that later when I get recovered mentally. 7:23 here. Should I?
You might as well do it. We've got time. Let's do it. You haven't even told me yet, so.
So we bought last year, my wife wanted a boat, and, you know, we're not all that wealthy, so we bought an inflatable, like a 12-foot inflatable. It's a, you know, Intex. It's got four chambers, and it's got a bottom chamber that makes the keel, and then we put it's got a little, you know, thing you put on the back, and then you attach a trolling motor to that. So we're cruising at like 3 knots, which is a little faster than I can row a paddleboard, you know, but not a lot but faster. And so we just go, you know, we finally became boat people last year. It was about $1,000 altogether for everything. And so first time this year, we're, you know, getting ready to put this in the water. And I we knew I had a leak in it from last year, like an air leak. And so I had to inflate it and patch it. And then on, you know, just out of safety sake, caution, I inflated every chamber at home. And I found like two more leaks in two different chambers. Like, no.
What? What?
Yeah. So got those inflated and it was still leaking. And then found one. And this is like, you got to understand, like to try to find a leak in something like this, you say, well, just rub some soapy water. That does not work. I mean, God bless you, whatever. You got to find, like, put it in the bathtub and submerge it like you do with the tire, you know, inner tube. So, or a chamber, a thing outside. I don't have a pool to do it in, but I'm doing everything I can to find these leaks. And eventually I find out that one, I just didn't turn the valve tight enough. Great. So then the fourth chamber that I had already repaired once, it had a leak too. Find that one in the bathtub and repair that. Okay, so I've got now four patches on this boat that's only a year old. And so we're getting ready to take it out. Okay, fine. So take it down to 17th Avenue. We're not taking a big trip because, you know, we're not sure about this thing and we don't want to go that far. So we take it down 17th Avenue and I'm airing it up with the car at the 12-volt, you know, the car charger, basically. And the pump stops working. Mother. Choice language, okay?
Uh-huh.
And, you know, I'm jiggling it and I'm just it sort of works, doesn't work. Then it just totally craps out. It got three chambers done, but the fourth one I had to do by hand, which is not that big of a deal. But, okay, fine. So we get it in the water, trolling motor, you know, rechargeable LiPo battery. It's good for about 3 hours of operation. We get going and we go. And we go up to past Hobo Beach. And we go past the condo on Scenic. And we go past the channel marker that's got the ospreys on top of it. Good video on my Facebook page, by the way. Both ospreys were at home, so that was kind of cool. That's the little, like, structure that you see out in the water there. That's half of the channel marking system. And we get all the way up almost to, like, Chimney Park, okay, about 2 hours in. And the battery gets 60%, and she says, turn around. I was like, okay, cool, because that's how we do. Go 60%, that leaves us a little cushion if things are harder getting back. Rest of the story in a second. John Pickens has traffic, because I haven't even gotten to the good part at all yet.
Oh, no. All right.
John Pickens has traffic on the fives.
Still dealing with the accident that happened on North W Street and Delano Street. I'm seeing some delays on W Street, so be aware of that. I-10, I-110 are all looking good. Highway 90 coming into Pensacola. It's about a six-minute delay in that area. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, John. David Wayne's in the newsroom with our headlines.
Wait,
David,
can you finish?
What? I will in a second. Let him save his peace. Go on.
All right. The United States has reached an agreement with Iran. In a post on Truth Social, the president declared the removal of the U.S. naval blockade on Iran, allowing the Strait of Hormuz to reopen. The agreement will be formally signed June 19th. The NYPD says more than 60 people were arrested after wild celebrations spilled out into the streets following the Knicks NBA championship win. The Knicks clinched the best of seven series over the Spurs with a win in San Antonio on Saturday night. New York City leaders planning a ticker tape parade later this week. And a Marine Corps
led to that win by Mitchell Robinson, a Pine Forest two-year attendee from Pensacola, native from Pensacola. So congratulations to him with a key rebound at 26 seconds left in the game. Go ahead.
Very nice. A Marine Corps fighter jet crashed into a mountain in Washington State on Saturday. It started a wildfire and prompted a few evacuations. The FA-18 Hornet went down near Rimrock Lake in Yakima County. The pilot ejected and was taken to the hospital with minor injuries, and the cause of that crash still under investigation. Mm.
Another pilot, but at least he got out okay, right?
Yeah, good. Yeah, ejected and was okay. Yeah.
All right, David, I just live there, so that's the only reason I know that one. David, thanks so much for the update. 727 News Radio 92.3. Back to my great story-ish. So we reached the point of return, and we're coming back, and everything's going fine. We're cooking along at our 2.7 knots or whatever it was. Decided to get out because it was hot, you know. Decided to get out and take a dip, so did. Get out and, you know, turn the boat off. And get back in. Reverse a little bit, get back out, and get to going. And about, 30 minutes later, the boat just stopped. She's got an app that tells her how much power is in the battery. Zero.
What?
And we are at least an hour and a half, and at least an hour to an hour and a half out by motor. And there's nowhere, like, if you're at Scenic, like, there's not really anywhere to just get out and go walk up and hit your... I mean, you could if you had to. And we're not far offshore, because we're not in danger or anything like that. But the thing stopped working. Well, there's oars. These oars suck. They are the worst. Have you ever rowed a rowboat where you actually have proper oars?
Oh, yeah.
It's not that big of a deal.
Right.
Oh.
Paddle power.
I've done this before, and I knew it was bad. I'm like, oh. Well, now I'm actually going against the wind. She's sitting in the back, so the front is up. That means every time I get off course, the wind blows it worse. It won't row straight. And I'm rowing a 12-foot inflatable raft against the wind and waves for an hour and a half around the shore back to the back to 17th Avenue boat wrestle. I mean, it was so bad. Like, and, oh, and swearing not a little.
I can imagine.
I actually got so tired, I didn't even have the heart to swear anymore. So tired I got.
That says a lot.
And, okay, so about 20, 30 minutes into the rowing, I hear,
no, no.
The part where the oar is attached to the boat, there was a leak. It sprung around that seal. And we're both like, uh-oh. Because then if you can't row with one oar, I mean, what do you do? And I'm in my head, I'm thinking, you know, if this boat just sinks, it's not the worst thing in my mind. So my wife puts her finger on the leak, and with her finger on the leaky seal and me rowing, we managed to finally get back. And we had to portage over the little jetty at Hobo Beach to get it over. I've never hated a boat ride more in my entire life. And I got sunburn to boot everywhere. Sore, sunburn, that's me. Happy Saturday.
Fox News, I'm CJ Papa. President Trump strikes a peace deal with Iran where there is real division inside the Islamic Republic.
Relatively more moderate voices like the parliament speaker Khalibov and also the president Masoud Pezeshkian. But then you have these hardliners in the IRGC that want to continue the war against the United States. Those production lines that give those individuals in the IRGC the ability to restock their missile and drone supply were also destroyed.
Fox's Trey Yanks in Tel Aviv. President Trump traveling to the French Alps.
All of the G7 leaders almost immediately reacted to this framework agreement and welcomed it. They congratulated President Trump and the European Council even offering its help in maintaining peace.
That's White House correspondent Aisha Hosni reporting from Geneva. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 731. It's News Radio 92.3, 81 degrees. We've got mostly cloudy skies at the moment. We'll get a look at our forecast from Brooke Richardson. That's up here in just a few minutes. A 23-year-old Pensacola man being held on $1 million bond after allegedly threatening to kill a witness in a murder investigation. Lemuel Jackson was arrested earlier this month on a witness tampering charge after investigators say they obtained evidence of him making death threats while waving a firearm, according to an arrest document. Jackson made specific statements about shooting the witness and used slang terms describing how he planned to carry out the threat. Jackson is a convicted felon who'd previously been released from prison only weeks before the alleged threats were made. He pleaded not guilty and is due back in court on June 26th. A grassroots petition gaining momentum to add street lighting to Sorrento Road in southwest Escambia County, where residents say darkness is contributing to deadly accidents. The News Journal reporting that the No More Death in the Dark petition now has more than 500 signatures. It's aimed at getting FDOT and county leaders to act. Chantal Nichols started pushing for the lights after her father was killed by a hit-and-run driver while riding his bicycle on the unlit road 3 years ago. District 1 Commissioner Steve Stroberger says FDOT is actively studying lighting solutions, but so far no final decision has been made on timing or cost. Well, Governor Ron DeSantis says Florida is putting new guardrails in place to stop fraud in the state's Medicaid system. He says holding the announcement in West Palm Beach on Friday was not random.
If you look around the country at fraud, you know, there are certain hot spots
in the United States. And, you know, unfortunately, Southeast Florida is one of those. Maybe not as bad in Palm Beach as Miami, but it's still, I think, all three of those.
And among the changes, a statewide review of active Medicaid providers and new requirements to verify credentials and identities. State officials say providers who fail to meet the standards could lose access to the Medicaid program. Now, Florida Senator Rick Scott says any deal with Iran needs to meet several non-negotiables. He was on Fox News over the weekend. Scott said Iran cannot be allowed to have nuclear weapons or ballistic missiles and must stop funding proxy groups like Hamas. Scott added that verification is critical, saying the deal means nothing if the U.S. cannot confirm Iran is complying. Two people were seriously injured Sunday when a car left the road and hit a tree in Cantonment. That crash happened just before 7:30 p.m. on 29 near Archer Road. Both victims were taken to the hospital as trauma alerts due to the severity of their injuries. The Florida Highway Patrol is investigating that crash. It is 7:35 here at News Radio 92.3, and let's check in with John Pickens, who's got our traffic on the fives.
That's right. Brought to you by Florida West. Did you know that every Florida West project is evaluated on jobs created, wages paid, and generates a positive return on investment to Escambia County taxpayers? Still dealing with the accident that happened on W Street and Delano Street. I'm seeing that it's starting to get cleared up now, but I wanted you to be aware of it. I-10, I-110 are all looking good. If you're on Avalon Boulevard southbound approaching I-10, you're going to see about a six-minute delay. And 98 westbound approaching Gulf Breeze, about a five-minute delay. John Pickens with your traffic on the five.
Warm and muggy to start out your Monday morning under partly cloudy skies. Temperatures in the upper 70s and low 80s. Going into the afternoon, shower and storm chances start to increase with highs in the upper 80s. Tonight, that continues. Lows in the 70s and Tuesday, showers are back in the forecast. I'm meteorologist Marianne Caldwell. We're WEAR First Warning Weather Forecast.
Right now, it's 80 degrees. We've got mostly cloudy skies. Your next news in 30 minutes and breaking news anytime it happens. News Radio 92.3, informative. Local, dependable.
I'm Nicole Murray with your money now. Fox Corporation said it is buying Roku in a cash and stock deal valued at $22 billion in a bet that pairing its sports and news programming with a top TV streaming platform will strengthen its position as audiences shift online. Fox will acquire Roku for $160 per share, representing a more than 11% premium to Roku's last close. KFC has unveiled a new strategy that prioritizes boneless chicken options, adds a new drink sub-brand, and aims to make the in-person dining experience more immersive. KFC is an important part of Yum! Brands' portfolio, particularly as it seeks a sale of struggling sister chain, Pizza Hut. Elon Musk said on Reuters that his rocket company, SpaceX, could bring in $1 trillion in revenue by 2030, making the statement 2 days after the company went public, valuing it at over $2 trillion. SpaceX shares are up 6% this morning. Futures are sharply higher after President Trump revealed an Iran peace deal has been made. That's your money now.
When it comes to precious metals, there's only one place to consider, and that's Emerald Coast Coins. They're the local leader in dealing with coins and jewelry, gold, silver, diamonds, and sterling silver. Emerald Coast Coins buys, sells, and trades. And for the past 15 years, customers from all over the Gulf Coast have trusted Emerald Coast Coins for the best estimates and prices in town. Stop in today. Emerald Coast Coins on Creighton Road.
I move mountains for a living. Literally. That means I don't carry hand lotion, and when it comes to serious heartburn, I don't mess around with anything but Rolaids Max Strength. Its dual active formula has 1,500 milligrams of calcium carbonate and magnesium hydroxide that relieves heartburn fast. And the best part? The roll fits right here in my pocket, so I can get back to moving mountains.
Rolaids spells powerful relief. 1,500 milligrams is our highest amount of antacid per tablet. Read each label. Use as directed. Keep out of reach of children.
Join Kenny Chartel from Affordable Automotive Gulf Breeze for car care tomorrow morning at 10 a.m. on the Pensacola Expert Panel. Kenny will be sharing his years of expertise on car maintenance, as well as tips and loads of great advice that'll keep your car running in top shape. Whether foreign or domestic, don't miss car care tomorrow at 10 a.m.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Text or call with your questions. 850-437-1620.
Planning your vacation?
Why not take Pep Talk with Meg with you?
A vacation? Oh, my God. Oh, my God. I can't wait to go. Okay, where are we going to go first?
No, take News Radio along via the app.
Oh.
Just go to your app store, search News Radio 92.3, download the app.
Okay.
And listen to Pensacola's news leader with crystal clarity wherever you go.
And it's absolutely free.
That'll work.
Get it now and tap the app to get News Radio 92.3, no matter where in the world you are.
Wake up every day and you choose to be a little. I know you're recording me right now. So that's great.
Here's the thing.
This is Zach Hall. He's voice recording this, and my husband's on the way. The thing is, they can't do anything to you. Nobody wants to talk to you.
You just asked me to talk to you.
I'm standing here talking to you, Zach Hall, and my husband. That's the last thing they want to do is talk. Okay.
But
we know where you live. I've spoke with your mom. I've got your phone number. Somebody that you messaged on Facebook dating gave me that. That one's not going to go anywhere for you.
Mom going to do about it?
She's not going to do anything. But she gave me your biological government name, so now I can press charges on you.
For what? What's the charges?
Harassment and defamation.
Defamation is not a crime.
It actually is.
No, it's not. It's a civil issue.
Oh well, let me talk to Baymanette about that because they said if I could get your address and your biological name, that it absolutely is. I've done my homework.
Okay, find out where I live then.
I know where you live.
Where do I live?
You know where you live, boo-boo.
Where I live, because I just moved. I just moved out this city.
I bet you did. He moved out of the state, Zach.
I said the city, not the state.
You said the state first off, I heard.
So, just another day in Baymanette, you know. I saw this story in so many different locations yesterday. And, like, the first four websites that I saw it on, it did not captivate my interest. And finally, after, like, the fifth one, I'm like, I'll watch the report. So I pulled up Channel 3. This is the ice cream shop story that leads to the arrest of the ice cream shop owners, the woman's voice you heard and her husband. And I thought, ice cream shop owners get into a scuffle with, a brouhaha. With a critic online, it's Baymanette. What do I care about Baymanette? So I saw the story from Channel 3 with a couple of the clips, and I thought, it's a 15-minute video. Do I really want to go watch a 15-minute video of people being stupid to each other? Well, I went all the way down the rabbit hole. So I have it here to share with you today.
You're so sweet.
Only the best portions. There are a lot of them. With only the best censoring. There's a lot of it. The short version is he went to go at their opening day and didn't have a good experience. And he wrote about it online. Subsequent things, somehow comments, posts, threats, phone calls, they wind up together at a parking lot squabbling. And both are phone recording each other on video. And, well, that's when the magic happens.
I don't think I did my research, but I don't give a if you're proud of me, I'd sooner you not be. Do you think I just woke up one morning and opened an ice cream shop?
Do you think
I did my homework before I opened an ice cream shop? Which one do you think it is? Answer the question.
My job.
Answer the question. I'm not telling a lie. Answer my question. Do you think I opened an ice cream shop without doing my homework? Or do you think I researched it for 2 years, opened my business, and I am making a killing.
All I did.
Killing.
Here's the thing.
Acknowledge what I just said. Don't you ever. Worry about the local scoop again, okay?
I can do whatever
you
I want.
Shouldn't,
I can say
whatever it would be
I want.
In your best interest not to. Do you understand?
What are you going
to
do
it
about
would be
it?
In your best. You'll find out soon enough. You don't need to worry about the local scoop with your high functioning autistic, not mentally all there. That's what your
true.
Mama said, okay?
And my mom lied.
Your mom lied?
Guess what?
Okay.
She didn't.
Do you hear what I'm saying to you? You don't need to worry about the local scoop, okay? Because the local scoop
Here's
ain't worrying
thing.
About you.
When I go
to the bank every day, I'm just counting my money.
And you know how what shows your immaturity, ma'am?
You had
a problem with me saying something, and you ran me.
I have a problem with you telling
a lie.
I have a problem with you telling a lie.
I didn't lie.
You told every lie. You did absolutely lie.
Here's the thing. You're a retarded employee. I asked them for two scoops of ice cream with two different flavors. They gave me different scoops of ice cream and didn't give me nothing I said.
I didn't have employees that day. I had my dad and my husband helping me.
Okay, I don't care if they're employees, workers, whatever they were.
I wish they wouldn't have given you anything. If I would have known who you
were,
you wouldn't have gotten anything.
I could have supported your business
that day. We don't need your support.
Okay,
you're the last thing we need.
So it's not the Milton City Council meeting, though if you're tuning in.
Right, but it feels like it.
Think. So I went the range of emotions on this thing. I was laughing. Then I was thinking about how these people are eligible to vote and own firearms. And then I was like thinking, should I pray for these people? And then I'm like, she runs a business and he used to be a cop. I share the road with people like this. I'm sure these aren't the only ones, you know, like this. There used to be the Jerry Springer Show.
Oh, this would have been perfect.
You have proof. I have proof, too, from the state of Florida.
You did get
I have a commission from the state of Florida.
This ain't Florida, though. You got hired with the city of Baymanette.
No, I didn't. I worked in Mobile County.
Whatever.
Pritchard is not in Baymanette.
That's where you should be back at. That's where you belong. Maybe they would run your ass in the ground there. Because that's all you're good
there.
For. You're useless. You're literally, you live in a camper and you DoorDash.
I sure
you're
do.
You're garbage.
I'm proud of it because I own my
you're
camper.
You're garbage. You're just nothing. You're nobody.
I'm not garbage. Yep,
you are. You're literally nothing.
Look, ma'am.
You're on Facebook with a fake name and
it's
talk.
Not a it's a
you don't have
name.
Baby mamas because nobody wants to have sex
it's,
with you.
It's,
you don't have ex-wives because nobody would ever.
And you married nobody for money. I'm sorry.
No, my husband has no money, boo. That's the thing.
So he's a former at GA West and he has no money.
He makes a check every Friday. Right. I was born into money.
Okay, I'm proud of you.
I busted my ass, though.
See?
I served in the military 9 years. Do you know that? No,
okay.
You don't know.
So, see.
Okay.
I thought it was screen time that was preventing him from.
Well, that's a story from earlier. It does not get better.
That business that I run is debt free. I order ice cream every Sunday. It comes in on Tuesday, and I pay cash for it.
Okay,
I have no debt.
You
want to assume people marry into money?
But here's the
My
problem.
Husband married into
here's
money.
Here's the problem.
You get that?
You
My husband married into money.
Here's the problem. All I did, ma'am.
Was tell a lie.
No, I told the
Have
truth.
You brushed your teeth this week? Because as a mom, it looks like probably
and
not.
And all you're going to do is sit here and insult me, and I'm going to tell you.
Your
all I did.
Your teeth are orange, bro. Okay. They have fuzzy stuff on them.
Okay, I'll
if you deliver food
home.
To me, I would return it.
That's your
Like, you literally have
man.
An eyebrow hanging down in your eye.
Okay, then I'll get rid of it, man. But let
That's
me say
why you have
man.
No baby mamas and no
this
wives.
Shows
because
immaturity.
Your teeth are fuzzy and orange. No, this isn't immaturity. This is called facts, Daniel.
Here's the thing. Here's the
this
thing.
Is called facts. Facts that people like you don't want to hear.
But here's the thing,
Oh, I
man.
Don't have any baby mamas, and I don't have any baby daddies, and I don't have any ex-wives. You're wearing class of 2025 shorts. Because you want people to think you're younger than you are. You're pathetic.
I went to college, not
you're
just graduated college.
You didn't graduate college, you joke.
Okay, fine. But
you
here's the
graduate,
thing.
You didn't graduate. Probably here's didn't even thing. Graduate high school.
I did. I was
you probably
50.
Didn't, though.
So we'll just pause there for a moment. Again, for context, she owns an ice cream shop in Baymanette. He wrote an online review that was not charitable, and they met in person. To, you know, amicably discuss their disagreement about the quality of the ice cream. This is going to wind up in her and her husband being in jail. Her suppliers have cut off her supply of ice cream because of this. It's gone mega viral in Alabama. But just a little down the road in Baymanette. John Pickens has traffic on the fives. More in a moment. We're a little bit more than halfway there in my clips. But it's, yeah, go on, John.
Brought to you by Knox.
Did you brush your teeth this week?
Oh, I sure did, buddy.
Do you live in a camper?
No.
You don't have any baby mamas because nobody's going to sleep with you.
Screen time.
I just... again, these are people who are theoretically eligible
Voting.
To vote.
And driving.
They're in the pickup rider line next to you in school. And go on, John.
Brought to you by Knox Pest Control, their family serving your family since 1929. For information on a free pest or termite quote, you can visit knoxpest.com. Knox knocks them out. We're back to rolling accident-free right now. But if you're on I-10 eastbound between Pine Forest and Highway 29, expect about a five-minute delay through that construction zone, and also 98 westbound coming into Gulf Breeze, experiencing about a six-minute delay. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the five.
All right, let's continue with the Baymanette drama of ice cream shop owner versus online critic slash maybe former cop. And they're just, I'm going to skip that one. It's not that entertaining. Well, not this one. All right, fine. This things do get a little even more heated. Okay, I'm gonna skip that one because they threaten to sue each other. Oh, well, here goes. All right.
I'm not shaking.
Do not continue to involve yourself in my business. I will absolutely do something. Oh, but I will though. That's the thing. I absolutely will do something. You are not gonna continue.
I'll sue you too.
I don't care. Sue away, bud. Sue.
Because
I don't
here's
care.
The thing, ma'am. Here's the thing, ma'am.
You're not going to continue to run into the ground. Something
I
that I've busted my ass
for. I have posted a bunch of stuff about businesses, and you're the only one.
I'm the only one that's
going to
stand up for
you're
what
a sissy. That's what you are.
I'm what?
You're a That's what you are.
I am.
Because you got mad.
Because you tell lies.
And then?
No, they don't
you,
actually.
You, ma'am, are a
I am
tiger.
Mad because I have busted my ass at something, and you think you're going to run it into the ground.
And your store looks like it was designed by Temu, okay?
No, it doesn't.
Yes,
it's
it
literally
does.
Designed by
and guess
me.
What? Eight
you
other
said that
people,
2 weeks ago, and it wasn't
people,
even funny then.
Eight other
like, it
people
wasn't funny
on
then?
Google reviews.
Look, right here.
No, you're not going to touch me because I'm going to drop you if you touch me.
You're going to do Back a damn
up.
Thing.
Because you don't know what I got in my pocket. I'm going to drop you. Leave me alone.
Can you screen record?
Do not. Ever come at me
you.
Like that
I
again.
Touch you. You
yeah, you do. I got you on video too.
Good. I'm on the phone with somebody.
Okay.
Tone shift. Threatening to have a gun. I mean, that's how I understood it. You don't know what I've got in my pocket. She sort of touched him. Not quite clear on the video, maybe. Shall we continue, John?
Yes.
I mean,
continue.
This is the part where I was like, oh, people, you know. Leave the area, take a breath, relax. It's no big deal. Get in your car and go. Back away from the crazy person. That goes for both of you. You know, just back away. But, you know, people have a hard time backing away. They have a hard time just letting go and letting God and leaving the scene and... Well, here goes.
Congratulations. Every business increases.
Oh, my God, your whole front tooth is, like, black up here.
Yeah, that's what happened when I served my country and a suspect punched my teeth out and I had to... Yeah, I did.
You
I was a police officer.
You know
my mom does not know what she's talking about.
You were
about.
Never a police officer. You tried.
No.
I'll give you an A for effort.
I was a police
you've
officer.
You've never been
the police academy.
I even
academy.
Talked to people that went to high school with you, and you weren't in high school,
I
Annie.
Have
you have
a
never
police
been
education from the state of
okay,
Florida.
Okay, that's, you still have never been
Yes, okay.
Like, you've never, you're
but here's
you're
the
now.
But
like,
here's
you're wearing
the problem.
Some worn-out-ass Goodyear tennis shoes, a class of 2025 pair of shorts, because you want people
Lady,
to think you're younger
here's
than
the
you
problem.
Are. You're not
you
exactly
are 40 years old. Here's the problem, lady.
You're not
on
the problem.
Your request. I'm here on your request.
No, you're
lady.
Here because you can't hide
I'm
behind
here
a Facebook name
on your
when
request.
I follow you to the
How
shrimp basket. That's
hiding?
Why you're here.
How am I
you're
even told you I was going to the shrimp basket.
No, that's because I pulled up on you.
No, you didn't.
Yes, I, did.
I said, hey, meet me at the shrimp
no,
basket.
You didn't.
I got to go pick up an order.
No, I pulled up on you because
no,
you can't
you
hide
didn't.
Behind Facebook. I didn't
my
research
sister
and I
screenshotted it.
Screenshotted what?
Screen recorded it. I don't
okay,
know.
Okay, I mean, I pulled up
said,
on you at the red light.
No, okay, and you said meet up at the Circle
right,
K.
Right, because I wanted to talk to
and
you
And I said
face.
Meet up at the shrimp
okay,
basket.
Okay, I don't care if you said meet up at
Because I have to pick up a delivery order.
You like
order.
To hide behind your phone
no,
screen.
No, I wasn't.
Behind a fake name. Well,
so now she's bragging about stalking him.
Right, and what about the food that the people order?
I don't know. Nothing. I mean, that's clearly getting cold.
Clearly.
So, just two more. It's almost over. But, you know, it is... Well, I'll give you my thoughts when we're done. Here's two more, okay? Here's the final one with him and her.
The fact of the matter is,
honestly,
I'm telling you as plain as I know how to tell you, if
you
continue to mess with my business, you will live to regret it.
Okay, and I'm going to call the police and tell them you just threatened me.
251-580-2559. Call them.
I have the
call
phone
them,
number.
Call them, Daniel.
I have the phone
call
number.
Call them.
I can't. You got to
call
leave.
Them.
You have to leave.
No, call them. I don't have to do a... thing. I'm going to be 40 white and free over here. Call
Here's
them.
The problem.
Call
the problem.
Them. You don't worry
I'm
about
back
my problems.
Up before you try
call
to...
them.
Lady. No. Do it again. Do it again.
Thing. I'm going to be 40 white and free over here. Call
Here's
them.
The problem. Here's
call
the problem, lady.
You don't worry
I'm
about my
back
problems.
Up before you try
call
to...
them.
Lady, if you come one more step, I'm gonna defend my rights.
You don't have no rights in a parking lot, a public parking lot?
But
call
here's the problem,
law.
Lady.
Call them.
Here's the problem, lady.
Call them, Daniel.
You're 40
that
years
won't even call the cops
old.
On me.
You're 40 years
40's
old.
40's not a problem.
And obviously, you have an issue with somebody
you.
Commenting on it. That's
you.
Mental
I have an issue
disorder.
With telling lies.
That's not a lie. That
I have
was
an
the
issue
truth.
With you telling lies.
Because guess what?
Lies,
guess
Daniel.
What?
Just, okay. And then the husband finally showed up. The one that was Boy. On the video, I guess, while she was FaceTiming or whatever with him. Anyway, the husband finally shows up, and it kind of got... awful even from there, so I'll just give you one sense of what it was like when the man's here.
What are you? Oh, I'm hiding behind a fake name because you're a Daniel.
I'm just
you're
saying. Obviously, you got a
Daniel,
obviously,
my problem is you.
You gotta say to me.
My problem is
will
you.
Let me, will you let me talk? Because she won't let me. Damn right. What the you gotta say to me? What did you ask about me? What did I say about you? Because I don't
what
remember.
What did you say about me?
I'm trying to remember.
What did you say?
I'm trying to remember.
What did you say?
I'm trying to remember.
What did you say?
Now, Daniel.
I'm trying to remember.
What's the now?
I'm trying
who's
to remember.
Who's the now?
I said, oh,
who's the now, Daniel? Because you're the one backing up Kyle.
My daddy or daddy?
Huh?
Call him daddy.
Well, I
call him daddy.
Call him daddy. She's talking.
Call him daddy.
Huh?
Call him daddy.
Huh?
Call him daddy.
That's a podcast on a show.
Call him daddy. You ask if I called him both.
And you just started.
Have a great day. Have a great day.
Huh?
Have a great day.
Why are you walking away?
Why are you walking away? You don't want to talk now?
Here's the thing.
Talk all that.
I'm trying to, but y'all won't let me say one word. Y'all keep wanting
to say because you're a.
See, even he's trying to quiet you down. Because.
So takeaways.
Right. Takeaway. Let's go.
Call him daddy. So takeaways. You can always leave. You can always just end it by leaving the area. You can always just leave it. They did not, and they got arrested for what? Harassment was one of the charges. No, that was one of them. I forget the other one, inciting something like that. Anyway, they've deleted the posts. They've apologized. Everybody says they're super sorry. They wish they hadn't have done it. They wish they'd behaved differently. Misdemeanor charges of harassment and criminal mischief. You can always walk away. That's a relatively easy thing to do. But again, these are, she was a veteran. He's former cop. These are voters. It doesn't bolster your great faith in democracy. But these are people that my son wants to be a cop. I'm like, this is who you're going to deal with a lot. Right? And, I always think about how, for an IQ, 100 is the average. Meaning that not everybody even gets to 100. And I don't know what their IQ was. I mean, they seem reasonably capable of speaking the language and engaging in argumentation. Not great. They're good at the jests and the jabs and the whatever, but good Lord. So, you can pray for them. You can pray for people. I feel like I didn't discover anything particularly outrageous, just a couple of normal people in Alabama having not their best day ever. John Pickens has traffic on the fives. Don't go to jail over a restaurant review.
Yeah.
That's the end takeaway. Go on, John.
All right. So no accidents to report to you, but I'm still seeing some delays on I-10 eastbound between Pine Forest and Highway 29 through that construction zone. Also, 9 Mile westbound as you approach I-10, seeing some delays there. And let's see here. That's about it I'm seeing. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Just me being 40 white and free.
We asked people we spoke with, what does it take to keep getting better with age?
Keep growing.
Remember where you came from. It's the foundation of who you are.
Show up for others. Learn something new.
Stay connected.
That's been our approach at Pennair for 90 years. Staying connected. Continuing to grow. And never losing sight of who we serve. Pennair Credit Union. 90 years strong.
As a business owner, you've got a lot on your plate. Managing staff, growing your business, training new hires, and more. With so much going on, you need Avalon. As an IRS-certified PEO, Avalon HR can help. From running your payrolls, remitting state and federal taxes, workers' compensation insurance, employee benefits, and our HR expertise. Avalon HR lets you focus on your core business while we handle the rest. Employing made easy. AvalonHR.com.
Curbside recycling in the city of Pensacola is important to preserve the environment and keep the city clean. People may ask,
what can be recycled? When do the trucks come? How much does it cost?
Tune into the Pensacola Expert Panel tomorrow morning at 10:30 to hear John Scanlon and Nathan Doyle discuss the city of Pensacola recycling program on Pep Talk tomorrow at 10:30.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Text or call with your questions.
You're talking about it. We're talking about it.
The midterm elections.
Who will win? Who will not?
It'll all be covered on News Radio 92.3.
There's one thing I've learned in all my years. Sometimes you gotta say, what the f***? Make your move.
Even on video for everybody in the world and Bay Minette to see. 7:58 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Ben Scola Morning News. If you're thinking about buying or selling a home, Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenrinke Realty are extremely good at doing this. They will help you out all the time. 209 homes sold last year. That's 4 a week on average. Market knowledge you get from that, experience you get from that, knowing how to follow up, how to stage, how to photograph, how to list, what price to list at, how to do your open house, just all the stuff. And if you ever listen to her on Pep Talk, she's always learning, always perfecting, always refining, always getting better. And she just loves to meet people, whether you're selling, buying, both, or neither, and just have questions. She loves to talk with new people and make friends. And, I mean, I've known her for as long as we've lived here. 786-3996 for Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenrinke Realty. David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
I'm still not recovered.
You feeling 40 white and free today? How many baby mamas you got?
Call him daddy. All right. The number of confirmed cases of New World screwworm is going up. The screwworm is a parasitic fly attacking warm-blooded livestock. And so far now, 11 cases have been found in Texas, one in New Mexico.
Oh, crazy. Crazy, crazy, crazy. I got a text and I'd rather have the city of Milton. Oh, man. Yeah. Crazy, sad, pray for people. You know, they're out there.
Local talk in the morning.